com. Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott
Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Under pressure.
We can't start Monday without a little David Bowie.
Under pressure.
Are you under pressure? Oh, my gosh.
Pressure.
You know that less folks are under pressure than ever before, according to the medical associations? Stunning. Stunning revelation today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome once and all, one and all. It's Monday. Advanced medicine. Dr. Rasha Bittar is going to be joining us, and we got Bowie to start it off, so it must be some good stuff happening. I mean, Bowie's usually a harbinger of good news, I think, right? Right? Am I right?
Well, since when is under pressure a great theme to come in on a Monday?
Yeah, I know. But I tend to want to interpret things positively. You know me, Mr. Happy-go-lucky. never gets upset about anything.
Never.
No, but actually, this is good news. It's about blood pressure. Really good news. And I got to thank Jerry Doyle for this one. Heads up on this. I will be talking about this with him probably later today on his show. But new blood pressure guidelines may take millions of Americans off meds.
Hold on. I believe I'm hearing a collective scream from Big Pharma all over the planet right now.
Hold the phone? Did I just read that right? No. Really? New blood pressure guidelines may take... No, it's supposed to be the other way around. New blood pressure guidelines, lower threshold for, you know, putting everybody on blood pressure
more,
medicine.
More
it's the
people.
Opposite. What is it? Opposite day? It's not April Fool's yet, is it, Super Don? That's tomorrow.
Not quite, but we get an advanced look at what could be, but is not, an April Fool's joke.
See, we were trying to figure out, am I coming onto this show and going to say this, and it's going to be a joke tomorrow because April 1st is right around the corner? No, this is for real. It's strange, I know. It's Twilight Zone-ish, I know. About 5.8 million American adults may no longer be prescribed drugs to treat high blood pressure under recently revised guidelines. This just happened in February last month. The 8th Joint National Committee, and no,
I heard
nothing,
that they actually they reside in Denver, Colorado. The
no,
8th Joint
no,
National Committee.
This is
right?
Nothing to do with medical marijuana. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
They release these and they call them controversial guidelines because they relax blood pressure goals. See, I love the term here. You relax blood pressure, right? Wouldn't your blood pressure? It's going to go down. We're just relaxing. That's what we want to do. Ah, no drugs necessary, unless it's CBD, and that's not technically a drug. It's an herb. It's a plant, and it will relax you, too. So they've relaxed blood pressure goals in adults 60 and older from 140 over 90 to 150 over 90. So this is sort of the opposite of what, you know, remember the blood pressure? I'm sorry, the cholesterol guidelines? We need more people on statins. This is going the other direction. What are these doctors on? So they also ease blood pressure targets for adults with diabetes and kidney disease. I'm just,
wow.
Maybe somebody has insight into this that I don't have. I'm scratching my head trying to figure this thing out. Why would they do anything that would reduce the amount of Americans on drugs? They're talking about right now 41% of adults are considered eligible based on the old guidelines for high blood pressure medicines, and they want to drop that down to 32%. If you ask me, that Pearl still pretty much sucks in the big scheme. Okay, in the big scheme, 32% of all Americans are still going to perceive that they need, according to their doctor, blood pressure meds. But this Journal of the American Medical Association report at the American College of Cardiology's annual meeting, I'm at a loss for drugs.
Maybe we've been all wrong. Maybe the drug companies are the good guys, maybe. What do you think?
Maybe they want fewer of you to take their products.
Yeah.
No, that can't be it. No. You know what I think it is? If I'm going to speculate on this, it has to be an issue of expense and toxicity, right? What we know, the appropriate role for drugs, if there ever is one, is a short-term get you out of a life and death crisis. That's good. That's the way it used to be. We have these amazing breakthrough drugs that could save your life. You could die in a minute if we don't give you this drug, or in an hour. You know what I'm saying? And then let's get you out of that crisis, get you off the drug and back to looking at what we can do to normalize function, optimize function. But in this story, there's nothing like that. But I'm speculating that with all the folks that are put on blood pressure medication for life, people have to be questioning. You mean, doctor, I have to be on these blood pressure pills forever? Yes. No, I don't like that. I think that people are waking up, just like on the cannabis issue and a number of other issues like, cures for cancer. They're saying, no, you guys are lying to me. I don't think I need these medicines. Now, that's part of the equation. The other part may be economic, that you know that they're going to bankrupt Obamacare because of all the people. If 42% or 41% of all Americans are eligible for blood pressure meds, that right there is going to bankrupt Obamacare before they sign up the 6 millionth customer, which may or may not ever happen. And so they're going to have to back off and go, well, we can afford 32%, but not 41. So let's back down on those recommendations. I'm just speculating that economics, because economics, let's be honest, is behind all of these things ultimately, which may not be in the benefit in this case of the drug companies, but they're like cutting their losses and going, maybe we should make our money on more expensive medicines that are still under patent protection instead of all the generic blood pressure medicines that don't make us much money.
They do mention here in the last paragraph that about 28 million U.S. adults still have uncontrolled high blood pressure, even under these new guidelines. Mm-hmm. And they say here that more than half of them don't receive treatment. So perhaps we're going to see a more aggressive campaign in trying to target treatment to those people. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good thought, too. Let's say if we narrow our focus. What are you laughing at?
It's like, it's funny because we're reading this and we're going, but wait a minute.
There's got to be a catch.
There's got to be a catch somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely, here. There's a catch. I know there's a catch. I think Tom on the board knows there's a catch. Everybody knows there's a catch here. We're just figuring out what is it, and hopefully you don't get caught in that net. So if we target them, maybe we can go out. Now, what can we do for blood pressure? Seriously. I mean, it's not like we've never covered this topic before. Of course we have. It's interesting. CBD, we'll talk about that, of course, in terms of stress. Reducing stress, that's going to help. But yesterday's program, the Sunday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you miss it, you got to go back. What a great hour with Paul Barrichiaro. And not to mention the issue of CBD, which we did cover with two supermoms that extended into that issue. And there are YouTubes up at our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. You got to check out. Links are in the show notes as well. But you've got to realize how much chronic low-level dehydration is impacting blood pressure. In other words, it's increasing blood pressure because as you lose fluid in the body, again, this is related to the kidneys and the liver, your blood pressure has to increase in order to pump fluid that is more viscous, less liquid, less watery. Do you follow? And so when we provide a microclustered, structured kind of water, it changes everything in terms of the high blood pressure that you used to have. Suddenly you drink this stuff you get at Robert's Water. Check it out, robertswater.com. You're like, whoa, wait, I'm just drinking water. How did my blood pressure shift so much? Mm-hmm. Well, look at the work of Dr. Batman Gelage, Your Body's Many Cries for Water. We're not kidding here. There are simple solutions to many of these cases. And if you're on, let's say, table salt, iodized sodium chloride, that's the crack cocaine of salt. You want to switch over to ancient mineral crystal salts, Celtic salts, mineral salts that have 74 to 84 trace elements in combination, because that balance of minerals is what is going to lower blood pressure. It's not the salt that causes an elevation of blood pressure. It's the balance of all the minerals in salt that hasn't been refined to poisonous status that will also help you. So that's another thing. Now, if we go back in time, by the way, Dr. Batar and I are going to discuss, if you're wondering what we're going to do today, it's in the show notes. But there was a Council on Foreign Relations report that just came out, the CFR, the New World Order Eaters, David Rockefeller inspired. They have come out with what is perceived to be by the mainstream media pro-vaccine piece that says everybody's got to get their vaccines because all of these outbreaks, they're going up, the whooping cough going up, the measles going up, and the reality is quite the opposite. And we're going to go through that together on the air. We'll have those things linked up, and I'll add the images a little later in the show to get to you there at robertscottbell.com. And by the way, you can call if you want a question or comment, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And I must mention, David Gumpert is back talking raw milk, because the raw milk wars have heated up, and Congress may overturn the interstate ban on transport of raw milk. So that's cool, too. Lowering my blood pressure today on a lot of levels. This is really cool.
Nice.
Now, ancient rheumatism. This is a cool story here. And if we can't finish it in this segment, we'll continue with this discussion. The blood pressure issue, the vascular issue, the skeletal inflammation issue. What other show over the years has consistently said that the same cause of gout and arthritis in the body is the same cause of heart disease, of cardiovascular issues?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Yeah, rhetorical. R-H-E-T. Yeah, it is. It's rhetorical. It's this one. It's the Robert. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and not the Dean Edsel Show or whatever, you know. And if you listen to them, you know, listen with good ears so they don't confuse you and send you down the wrong road. The issue here is an ancient rheumatism drug that has now been found to reduce recurring inflammation around the heart. This is a cool story, and we have it linked up in the show notes, and Super Don's blasting it out through Twitter and Facebook and everything. Ancient rheumatism drug reduces recurring inflammation around the heart. This is only validating what I have been telling you, my friends, listeners, and lovers of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Vitamin L is flowing here. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Batar is going to join us. We'll go get you through that CFR report proving that vaccines do not work and there is no such thing as herd immunity. Oh, that's going to be fun. That is going to be fun. And the raw milk wars heat up, cartoons for chronic conditions, and you, if you want to call us. But we'll be back to explain the inflammation of the heart after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Yeah, this is the place to reduce your blood pressure. Maybe even get off the meds, or maybe never even start them. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicking into gear here through naturalnewsradio.com 6 days a week. And, of course, our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com as well. Across the pond, UK Health Radio, and Down Under, Digital Radio 103, Stitcher Podcast, iTunes, and even more that are coming on board, getting the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Very exciting. And yes, makes my blood pressure go down. Although when I get excited, it could go up a little, but not in an unhealthy way, just in case anybody was concerned. So let's help you out some more, shall we? Not only the blood pressure guidelines that they're kind of backing off on, that will mean reduction in prescriptions for blood pressure meds. But here's something related. I mentioned the water aspect. I mentioned the salt, mineral, even magnesium aspect I'm adding into that mix. But we have to now look at these ancient drugs that are not technically drugs in the same, but it's interesting because you were talking centuries of use of this thing called colchicine. Colchicine. We've talked about colchicine, but it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, it was used as
brought up the homeopathic version of it before, which is...
Colchicum. Colchicum,
right.
That's right. Now, this is a remedy that is commonly prescribed in homeopathic forms for gout and arthritis. Colchicine has been used as an anti-inflammatory agent for acute gout and was tested against placebo in a 240-patient pericarditis trial. Again, that's inflammation of the heart muscle. And it's very interesting. The rate of recurring was pericarditis was nearly halved in those taking colchicine compared to a placebo. Why would that be? How could this be? And this goes back to what I've said so many times over the years. The very same cause of musculoskeletal inflammation is the very same cause of vascular or heart inflammation. And in particular, when we talk about, for instance, the uric acid associated with gout, the uric acid is also that classic inflammatory component within the bloodstream of the vascular lining of the heart that requires the repairing of the fat and the cholesterol that is then blamed for heart disease, which it is not the cause of. In fact, it's the life-saving healing attempts by the body to address the inflammation caused by this metabolic waste product. Now, if it were only uric acid, it would be so simple. You could take this colchicine or colchicum or homeopathic rust toxicodendrum. You could even convert uric acid into a homeopathic remedy. But remember that uric acid is transformed via the liver This is where liver detox becomes so critically important. Instead of just chasing inflammation, we need to transform the uric acid, that metabolic waste. Where do we transform it? The liver. What's being hammered the most by blood pressure medicines? The liver. And many other medicines. So the very thing to treat that end-stage symptom of blood pressure rise or other cardiovascular issues, those drugs are compounding the initial problem because they intoxicate and poison your liver, which makes it more difficult to transform the metabolic waste and get them out, much less the environmental toxic poisons, the drugs themselves, the heavy metals, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, the GMOs. All of those things adding to the mix that in certain body types goes more into your skeletal system and gives you the arthritic family of diseases, and in certain body types stays more circulatory in its focus and hammering you in a vascular way, in a heart way. But the same thing, and again, this only validates, not that I needed more validation, but I'm just letting you know that you should feel good about yourself because you found the place that you can get good information that is not approved by any government agency, so you know it's probably more likely to be correct. That's just the honest truth about this. And so here's a study, a story, that is actually acknowledging what anybody who can read the medical journals and figure this out, it's not like it's been unknown. It's not like what I'm saying is so revolutionary that I'm the only one that knows it. It's just that within the medical profession, they are focused on pushing drugs. Except for the docs that have woken up and listened to the show, or are friends with Dr. Bitar or Dr. King, and read Ty Bollinger and know the difference here. Even Liam Sheff's official stories to get to the heart of why the vaccination paradigm is inevitably going to crumble as well. And I know Tom is excited to hear about that. But that's next hour. We'll get to that. So let's see. What else do we want to do? The colchicum, Rustox, homeopathic medicine to work with the VAT. That's the interesting thing here. You can have a homeopathic remedy labeled for, let's say, gout and arthritis. And if you see colchicum is in it and Rustox is in it and there's some stuff for the liver in it, you can actually take that same remedy and get a benefit to your vascular system, even though the label doesn't say cardiovascular, because the remedy doesn't care what's going on. It's just the FDA that requires the labeling to be this way and not that way, never this way, but that way only, and only a little bit, just an indication. We don't want to make it too clear, because then the people might figure out that they don't need the FDA to protect them from the natural medicines of creation. Everybody clear? Everybody with me? Give us a call, 866. Crystal, all right. We're going to do some raw milk. The raw milk wars are on. David Gumpert is here on the side of the good guys. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
My guns, they're all the raw milk wars have. Oh my gosh. The raw milk wars are on, but we're winning. We are winning. It's an amazing thing that's happening now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're joined by David Gumpert. David, of course, from thecompletepatient.com, his blog, written extensively on raw milk. We've interviewed him about it, but there's a big story on Politico. I don't know if anybody else has picked up on it, but the days of Ron Paul bringing up raw milk and no one paying attention, they're over. David, what's going on?
Yeah, Ron Paul brought this subject up through, three or four times in Congress, trying to get a repeal of the interstate ban on raw milk sales. And nobody, I don't even think he could get a co-sponsor. I'm not even sure he could get that far with it. No committee hearings or anything. And then now there's a coalition that looks like 19 representatives have gotten together Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, liberal Democrats, and they've gotten together and they said, you know, this ban on interstate shipment, interstate sales of raw milk, it's ridiculous. And so they have joined together in a coalition to get this thing overturned, and it's pretty amazing.
It really is, considering what we've gone through in the early years of this so-called battle. We were joking about them being raw milk wars, but I think that's kind of the way they're portrayed on there, the war. And on some level, it might be, because we've discussed and you've written about this, the kind of concept of the factory farming methods and pasteurization, which may be, in fact, arguably necessary for animals that are not well cared for, not well fed, not well treated, and the milk that comes from them may be diseased. In fact, you want to kill everything in it. But what about those small local family farmers that have been nearly wiped out over the growth of these factory farms and their ability to feed these healthy animals healthy food and deliver healthy milk as it's been consumed for thousands of years?
Yeah, I mean, this idea that we can actually produce safe and healthy raw milk is a kind of a new idea. There's the argument put forth by the opponents are that raw milk is inherently unsafe and that you have to pasteurize it. Otherwise, for the milk that comes out of these factory farms, that is the case. It is unsafe. You don't want to drink that milk unpasteurized, unzapped. But for the farms that are focused on sustainability, on producing nutrient-dense food, on allowing their animals to be out on pasture, it's a different kind of a story. These farms aren't feeding their animals antibiotics. They're avoiding soy. They're really taking care, and it's competition for the factory farms, and they are deathly afraid that people are going to get accustomed to real food.
I agree. David Guppert is with us. He's the author of The Raw Milk Revolution, and we love having him on. And he was quoted in this Politico article. It's obviously making big splashes out there of milk everywhere. We like that. Jerry Doyle called, and I'm going to be talking about this issue later on the Jerry Doyle Show, which is very exciting. And here we have an issue that's interesting because it's not only about the safety. What's interesting about this act that was proposed, it sounds more like a Ron Paul bill because they're actually calling it the Milk Freedom Act of 2014?
Yeah, there are actually two pieces of legislation that have been proposed. The first is a lifting of the prohibition on interstate sales shipment of raw milk. The second sounds like kind of a fallback position. If the first one doesn't pass, this one would allow shipment of raw milk between states that currently allow it. So that, but it wouldn't be allowed between states where, say, one state allows it and another state prohibits it. So that would be not as good as lifting the ban, because what you have now is there's a huge amount of milk that is being shipped around the country. It's being shipped from states that allow raw milk, states like, let's say, Pennsylvania or South Carolina or California. And it might go to neighboring states like Maryland or Nevada or the states that don't allow raw milk. And it's happening kind of under the radar because the FDA can go after those farmers that are shipping milk that way. And so the first piece of proposed legislation there would be the preferable one, because it would kind of remove that whole...
It would lift the ban on the interstate transport.
Yeah,
now,
it would ban about whether the neighboring state allows it or doesn't allow it.
Right. Now, some of the states, like in Florida, they'll allow for the sale of raw milk as long as it's labeled for pets or, you know, not for human consumption. So is that a loophole that some states are working with still?
Yeah, Florida has that and Georgia has it. And it is a loophole. I mean, people are buying milk ostensibly for their pets, and they're drinking it themselves. I don't know how that kind of special situation would shake out in a partial lifting of the ban. In other words, that second piece of proposed legislation that would allow sale from a state. state that allows it to a state that doesn't allow it. I don't know if Florida or Georgia or some other states that have those kind of funny rules would be considered states that allow it or not. I just don't know.
Yeah, when we go to the co-op and they look at me and say, do you have any pets? So I look at my kids and I say, kids? And they start barking and meowing, and then everything's okay. Seriously, this is quite a rapid transformation. In the big scheme, it's not rapid because we've been at this. You've been at this for many years. And, of course, going back to the first time I was involved with the Raw Milk Freedom Ride a few years back, which was an amazing event, there's been a lot that's gone on. And for this to happen, as we see a broad coalition between Republicans and Democrats, Libertarians, even Liberal Democrats, the interesting thing about the freedom promotion in the bills is that, let's be honest about the Liberal Democrats, they've been very much into this form of regulating to protect people from themselves. But I guess that at this point, even they are going, well, this raw milk thing's a little ridiculous.
Well, that's part of it. But I think the bigger thing that's going on here is politicians at the federal level are beginning to see that this issue resonates at the state level. And so you've had a lot of activism in places like Maine and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Maryland, what happens when you have all this activism is the local politicians start hearing from people, and they hear almost overwhelmingly that people don't want these kinds of restrictions. They want access to the food of their choice, and so the federal politicians are getting the word, and so I think they see this as not just something that, hey, this is something, the right thing to do, but this is a way to attract support to get votes.
So if we talk about grassroots, we're talking about grass-fed milk roots are really springing up everywhere.
Right.
No, I'm very, very excited. Like I said, in our lifetime,
it is exciting. I think we have to be careful to keep an eye on kind of what's going to be going on down the road here. And assuming this thing actually gets in front of a House committee, I think you're going to see some real serious battles going on. The dairy industry has already made known that it will oppose both these bills, and they're going to oppose these bills on the basis of food safety. So that you can expect to see all kinds of stories about people who have been sickened by raw milk and or claim they have been sickened by raw milk. You're going to hear about the CDC studies that say that there are raw milk is 150 times more dangerous than pasteurized milk. And it's going to be up to proponents of raw milk to educate people on why a lot of these claims are just fear-mongering, are just don't hold any water. I mean, the CDC claim doesn't hold any water. When you actually look at the data, look at how they've calculated their numbers, it just doesn't work.
Well, and the long road is recognizing that it takes that level of education. The transformation that we're seeing on so many levels, whether it be on the raw milk front, food freedom front, or the cannabis, the medical marijuana issue. I mean, people have been fighting this battle for decades and decades, and now suddenly there's a crescendo. And it looks more rapid than it really is, but there's that quickening happening right now.
Yes, exactly. I think that's a good way of putting it. There's all of a sudden some momentum building up, and it looks like it just came out of nowhere. But as you suggest, it's been building up for 6, 7, 8 years in this food rights arena. I mean, I've had time to write two books. I wrote The Raw Milk Revolution. I wrote Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Food Rights in the time it took for all this thing to kind of get going here. So it's been a good while coming.
Well, and I love your books. It's not that I don't want you to write more, but I certainly would like to have this fully out of the way before your next one.
Yeah, I'd like to write a more upbeat one. I mean, my books have been about farmers being set upon by regulators and having to go on trial and having to, losing their losing land or losing their possessions and getting locked in, years of court battles. So I'd like to get away from that and write some more uplifting kinds of stories.
Yeah, well, we're getting closer. And now,
yeah,
on this raw milk battle or the war, however it's perceived, the issue you brought up on safety. I mean, we've got the win on safety. The question is, can we make a dent with the federal regulators, or will the grassroots be so overwhelming that the regulators are just going to throw up their hands and go, well, we can't make them believe it anymore, so the congressmen are going to start voting for the freedom?
Yeah, I mean, the challenge here is in, I think, in the presentation. You know, we have the numbers on our side. There just aren't a lot of illnesses from raw milk. But what the other side does is they take individual illnesses and they extrapolate from those.
Right, extrapolate. Yeah. David Gumpert, you are a hero of mine. The raw milk wars, we are winning thanks to your efforts and many others out there. We appreciate you being with us today. TheCompletePatient.com is the website to check it out. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi. That's all, folks. Is it that time already?
Suffering fuckatash.
Well, what is this all about? Well, it turns out laughter may really be the best medicine. And anyway, thanks again to David for jumping on with us today on the raw milk issue. That was great. But yeah. There's a story here about laughter being the best medicine. Cartoons could help patients cope with their chronic conditions. Croak? I hope they don't croak. Or if they croak laughing, I guess. But no croaking. Researchers from the University of Southampton, I believe that's over in the United Kingdom, is it not? Have shown that cartoons could be a beneficial way of educating patients and empowering them to cope better with their long-term condition. I'm all about cartoons. I love
cartoons.
I'm an animated guy.
I can talk for hours about, you know, the classic Looney Tunes. And mm-hmm. Oh, man. I've gotten into conversations with friends, literally, lasted 2-3 hours talking about all the different cartoons we grew up with.
Of course, they're a little different nowadays. I mean, my 14-year-old is into South Park. I don't know. That could be dangerous.
Well, that's a good cartoon. I think Tom would agree on that.
Yeah. Or it might be an issue of when, but I don't know. I haven't followed it. I got too old for South Park. I don't know. Does that make me... Yeah, I'm just old. What can I say? Oh, also, good news. I don't have to hear about The Walking Dead for another 6 months, I think.
What's that got to do with cartoons?
I think it was a blood pressure issue. My wife and my son are into that. And they would make
I like The Walking Dead. That's probably my favorite show on TV.
It was a cartoon, right?
No, it's not a cartoon.
It had to be a cartoon.
It's an awesome show.
They described to me all of the nasty things that were happening. I was like, that can't happen in real. You're not doing that. It's like all the blood and guts.
It's not real. It's a show. Of course it doesn't. It's not real.
Oh, they were so into it. I was like, now... Yeah,
Why do you always knock The Walking Dead? I mean, this coming from the guy who idolizes Neil Diamond. I'm not surprised.
What is that? I don't idolize him. I mean, you know, I grew up on Neil Diamond music, but what does that have to do with The Walking Dead? That's my question. How do you bring up Neil Diamond and The Walking Dead in the same sense? That doesn't go together.
Dixie Dregs.
Some people might say. Yes, the Dixie Dregs. That's another thing. Listen, my wife would be like, here, this is what happened on the show. Honey, I don't want to know. You know, I would be covering my ears like in what was that movie, The Princess Bride with the Billy Crystal? La, 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 I'm not listening.
Yeah. Like, what, is it like too graphic? Come on.
Yes, for me at that moment anyway.
Jeez, what are you? You like watching chick flicks instead, or what?
The Walking Living. That's what I'm into. The Walking Living. Not into zombies so much.
The highlight of Robert Scott Bell's year is attending the Ice Capades, right?
Yeah. You don't like the Ice Capades? I like the Harlem Globetrotters on ice. That was my thing. Did they ever do that?
I don't
know. Well, I just made that up.
I miss the Harlem Globetrotters, though. At least the original. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Meadowlark Lemon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to see them when I was a kid. Absolutely.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys were
totally
awesome.
Cool. Cartoons. Anyway. That's it. Laughter. That's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
And if you like The Walking Dead, okay. You can watch it. But, you know, the reality is maybe if we had given all of those zombies raw, fresh, local milk, unapproved by the FDA, they wouldn't be the Walking Dead or whatever it is anyway. They wouldn't be zombies. I'm just thinking. There's got to be silver, colloidal, yes, the silver hydrosol. Have they tried that in The Walking Dead? Why don't they spray? It would cure the zombies. Come on.
It'd probably make them disappear. I mean, if you think about it, you pour a little sovereign silver on a zombie, I mean, all that infection or like that, there wouldn't be anything left.
That's right. They say it's an infection. Why don't they do that? You know, no homeopathy, no silver. What is it wrong with, you know, we've got some work to do in Hollywood to bring more Steven Seagals out there to go to the flowers and the plants and the bushes and the trees to heal the zombies. I'm waiting for that movie. What?
You know, it's funny because you know who Ian Jacklin is?
Yeah, Ian, that's right.
He did a spoof of The Walking Dead. I believe he called it The Walking Deader.
I got to see that. I haven't seen that. That could be fun.
It's pretty funny. But, you know, when you're talking about we need to talk to Hollywood, I believe he's still working on a movie.
Mm.
I believe it has something to do with being it was called Hemp Boxer, I think. Where it's a boxer that comes out of retirement and fights in order to get the medicine that his daughter, I believe, with cancer, needs. And,
okay.
We ought to get him on to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Let's put out a call to Ian. And when I was seeing him at the Health Freedom Expo last year, he was limping. He was on a cane. And he has been using the CBD and THC cannabis oils. And the guy is, like, looking like he could take on Chuck Norris in his prime.
Yeah.
Definitely want to talk about that. Listen, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, robertscottbell.com. We've got Dr. Batar coming up. How is it that the CFR has validated what we said about, what is it, vaccines? They don't work? Oh, my gosh! Yes, next hour with Dr. Batar, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.